It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats basketball.
Get out and pressure the basketball and make things difficult on the ball handler. And when you have a guy that can really get into a ball handler and make others handle the ball because of pressure, it automatically takes people out of what they're trying to do. That's something that we've talked about. It's something that we've got to do a good job of in terms of pressuring the basketball, making entry passes difficult, and using our quickness and our athleticism to our advantage. I think sometimes we get tired at times, and that sometimes we are too far off the line of the ball and allow things to be too easy. But when we're at our best, we have really good ball pressure. We're able to shoot passing lanes and do some things that we maybe haven't done in the past just because of personnel. And I think we've got some depth, and I think we've got a lot of guards who can really get after the ball and make things difficult on the defensive end.
Yeah, you had in the game Saturday, which we'll talk about that in the next segment, but you had five guards on the court from time to time. That's something that, when it's good strategy, it's great to have that you've got that kind of depth at that position.
We do have a lot of guard depth. You know, I think sometimes we don't have a ton of frontline depth, but we have some guards that are playmakers. And if we can rebound and defend while having that many guards on the floor, then I think it's a positive because people have to be able to match up with you as well. Mm-hmm. I think we have several guys who can stretch the floor and some playmakers off the bounce that when you have three, four, five guards out on there, I think it can be difficult to defend.
Yeah, you talked about not having as much frontline depth. That would mean those guys need to stay out of foul trouble. And we had something happen Tuesday that hasn't happened in the previous two seasons. Brady Schickel played an entire game with zero fouls. That has not happened.
We had four or five, though, with two the first half. So that you're right, he did not have any. But we had several others get a couple early, and I think we played nine the first half.
Yeah, he wound up he played the first two quarters in the game Saturday without a foul either. That's six consecutive quarters, but he's on the verge of being.
Ball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with basketball coach Joe Newcomb. You're on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, we got a couple ball games to talk about, and you finally get to see honest to goodness season opener and live contact, not just the practice game against Wood Memorial. Let's talk about the Reveille game. 2 years ago when we went up there, that was the game that spawned the Clower stole the ball, because Jackson at the point of the defense and the press stole it numerous times in the first quarter, and the game was over in the first quarter. This game, you again had a big score, but you didn't do it rapid fire like that. You did it in the half-court game primarily and just steadily outplayed them from beginning to end in every phase of the game.
Yeah, I thought the guys did a good job of coming out and getting off to a good start on Tuesday night. A team that they're a lot better than they've been in the past, still really young, and it's a team that we needed to take advantage of, and I thought we did that from the tip. You know, get up 11 and then 17 or 20 at the half, and then give them credit. We get it to 28, close to 30, and then they would scrap back to about 20 or so. That happened three or four different times where we're unable to kind of just completely shut the door as far as getting it to 30 or more, and I thought we did some good things. I thought lots of guys got to play, and I think that's important when you've got as many new faces to the varsity game as what we do.
It really is important. You did something that we celebrate when we do this. You won all four quarters, and that was something, truthfully, you should have. I mean, that's a 1A team, and you were significantly better. And the one thing that they had real trouble with that I thought looked really good for Mount Vernon, they couldn't keep Meyer Robb out of the lane. He drove, and his vertical leap has vastly improved from last year. And we talked about the kid flat knows how to score, but they just couldn't keep him out of the lane.
Meyer's pretty good with the ball, basketball in his hands, you know, and I think he's able to create a lot through dribble handoff action, through ball screen action. Does a really good job of reading how they're guarding him and executing. The key for him here will be as he makes his way now to the top of every scouting report, mm-hmm. And seeing different defenses and seeing different things on a nightly basis of people trying to stop him, because he's going to be at the top of the scouting report every night, is being able to still manufacture points, you know, for us in an efficient way. He's got to be able to get to the line some. He's got to steal a couple in transition, which I think he's more than capable of doing. And that, to me, is the next step for him in being able to take his game to the next level here.
Yeah, he. I had him 10 for 14 from the two-point range, which I'm within a basket or two.
Sure.
2 for 8 from 3. That wasn't particularly good, but 0 for 0 from the free throw line. That's what you just said. He needs to get to the line. He was so quick, they really couldn't
sure.
foul him.
Well, and I think that's something when you Tuesday night, you're right. You know, he was better than anybody else on the floor in regards to who we were playing. And I thought Saturday he had opportunities to get to the line, and I think he will throughout the year as far as finishing at the rim and through contact, you know. Mm-hmm. But part of what he makes him really good is his ability to kind of rise up over people and score. He's got a really good floater, 4 or 5 foot floater, mid-range type basketball game to the game, and he's going to have to continue to do things for us in order for us to be successful.
Yeah, and I said before, the first time I ever saw him, I thought the kid's a good shooter. Second time I saw him, I thought he knows how to score. Third time, and from then on, I realized he's a complete basketball game, and you're pushing certain aspects of his game to get better and better. That's really good. Wanted to cover the rest of the team. I love your defense. You guys are going out playing belly button defense. Yeah, there are mistakes. I know you're a coach, and it's not perfect, but the intensity is terrific out there.
I think we have some guys that can really get after the basketball. You know, Bryce Clowers, mm-hmm. Boozy, Nash, Ryder. We've got 3 or 4 guys I think can really.
Known by his family for.
No, he. It's important. That's something that we've absolutely talked about. Him and Ryder both have to play mm-hmm. Large minutes for us, and they have to guard without fouling. You know, I thought mm-hmm. Ryder got in a little foul trouble Tuesday night, and then as we start talking about Saturday here in a minute, he did just a great job of keeping himself on the floor in terms mm-hmm. of not making those same mistakes and getting into foul trouble.
The other thing, you start 4 football players. That is really important, first of all, on the boards, and secondly, loose balls.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve.
When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI at MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank, downtown Mount Vernon, with Coach Joe Newcomb. We just talked about the Reveille game last Tuesday, and unfortunately we got kind of knocked off the air right when we were about to go to commercial, so apologize for that. But we're now going to move on and talk about the Cascade versus Mount Vernon game, which was at Rose Holman on Saturday. Part of the, was it the fourth annual Gobbler game?
Yes, yep.
It's a pretty terrific thing. I was so pleased you had such an evenly matched draw. So you didn't go up there with a cakewalk, nor did you get drummed out of the gym. The teams were great. Now, the court, if I'm not mistaken, it was 92 feet. They didn't shorten it for you.
No, it was college court.
Okay, and then, again, came out with the good defense. There were things, one time in particular, I was talking about Clowers was looking at Marcus Hobson, number 10 for their team. He dribbled very high and very deliberately, and Clowers looked like a shark smelling blood in the water. And I thought, and the next time up the court happened to be that Hobson had gone out, but I think it was Ryder Williams. And all of a sudden, Ryder dove, knocked the ball loose, dove on the floor, and you called a timeout when he got the possession.
Yeah, messed that one up. Meyer ended up streaking down the floor, and we probably would have had a layup. But Bryce was really good on the ball on Saturday. I thought defensively, as a group, we were pretty good. A couple breakdowns here or there in terms of guys getting by us, but for the most part, I thought we were pretty good defensively. I thought we were pretty good offensively. I didn't think we shot the ball real well. I thought we had some really good looks. The second quarter, I think we scored 5 was all, but unfortunately, we missed 2 or 3 layups. We had 2 15-footers that were wide open, and then we had 4 or 5 other wide open jump shots that just didn't go in. So, like, watching it back, I didn't think necessarily the offense was stagnant or that we didn't have good looks. We just didn't make shots. And we've got to continue to get better in terms of getting the ball moving against zone and having more people movement. And that's something that we worked on tonight and we will continue to work on. But in all honesty, I thought we did some good things against it. The thing maybe that I'm most proud of was we got down 7 with about 2 minutes left in the third, fought back and ended up at the 7-minute mark of the fourth. It's 40 all, and they sat in that 2-3. Where in years past we've not been able to necessarily execute like we did the other day. We held it for a couple minutes. They came out and tried to trap. We called timeout, and then out of that, we had a set that didn't necessarily execute real well, but we ended up getting a layup out of it and took about between 2.5 and 3 minutes off the clock. And then you go down, we get another stop, and then the next possession, we took about a minute off the clock and got another layup. And when you go in a game like it was kind of a grinder and having the ability to hang on to the basketball and get layups after 2 really long possessions, that's debilitating to the other team. You know, you go from a 7 minutes left in the game tied to 3 minutes left, up 4 in a 2-possession span. That's big time. And I think that's something that's a testament to some of the guards that we have.
Absolutely. And at that point, when you were up 4 and they had the ball, that was the time they were taking it from the left side of the court to the right side of the court, up high toward the 10-second line. Nash chased the ball, and the offensive player turned around and threw to Nash's man, which is what he should do. Meyer Robb jumped in and intercepted the ball. Huge. I think that was a play of the game because now you're up 4 with the ball.
Yep. And we scored right after that, too, to make it 6. Just there's just that stretch was It was satisfying to watch because there's times where you're like, all right, let's take the air out here for a minute and see if we can't get what we want, and you end up missing and they go down and score. But for us to hang on to the basketball, I thought we passed up some good ones and ended up getting layups on both those possessions. I thought was huge for us.
Exactly, and that was the whole point I wanted to make too, which you just said. You had a lot of guys that had decent attempts or decent opportunities. They weren't great. They were decent. They passed them all up, and then you wound up getting a great one. And I'm going to do something I've never done in years of doing coaches' shows. I'm going to give an MVP award, a most valuable person award on that game to you, the most valuable person that came up with that strategy in the fourth quarter. Well, first of all, at halftime, to discuss with the boys the importance of scoring more than 5 points in a quarter. But then in the fourth quarter, to walk out and just stand, was it Rob that had the ball?
Yep.
And just stood for, it was over 50 seconds, and they were sitting in a 2-3 zone, and I don't care if people say that's boring, it doesn't matter. Our strategy is to win that game, and the best way to do it was to get them out of that zone because they had some length. They had 2 6'5" guys, twins, and they were very lengthy, tall and skinny, one-stripers, you know, one stripe on their pajamas. But they were, you had to get them out of the zone. You did that, and then when you guys started penetrating, you dished it back out and ate more clock and didn't take a decent shot. You'd waited until you got an excellent shot. And that was strategy, and that came straight from the guy in the jacket over there. And that was terrific. I was very impressed.
Well, I thought the kids did a good job executing. Bottom line is they took care of the basketball in those two possessions. And there were a couple of times we turned it over late that we've got to clean up. But really proud of the ability to – in a game where you feel like maybe we didn't play our best, and you hang in there down 6 or 7, you figure out a way to get it back tight early in the fourth, and then you hold a team to, what was it, it was 6 points.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Bud's Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. You're on 106.7 FM WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb. We've just got a rough connection here tonight, but we were talking about the Cascade versus Mount Vernon game. The coach was not taking credit for the brilliance that he put in the fourth quarter, but the patience of the boys, that's discipline. They really bought into it. They understood what was needed. And nobody, it was all five of them on the same page. Nobody got out of line. Nobody did anything off the playbook. You wound up, something else, we talked about Meyer Robb being such a complete player. He had 13 points, but he had 9 rebounds.
Yeah, I thought he rebounded well. You talk about some of their length and size that they had. 2 6'5" guys. We put him on one of the twins. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a really good job defensively as well, and then rebounded the ball. And in order for us to be successful, our guards are going to have to rebound. You know, there's going to be times where you have four guys out there that are 6 footish or under, and they're going to have to figure out a way to have some toughness and get rebounds. And I thought we did a good job of that.
Well, I had Rob with 9, Brady with 6, Bryce Clowers with 5, and Nash with 3. So you got 3 guards in there that accounted for. 17 rebounds.
Well, going in, we talked about winning the paint war, and we talked about free throws, points in the paint, and then the offensive rebounding. You know, we were 7-7 from the free throw line. We beat them in the points in the paint, and then second chances, we out-rebound them 5-4, but then second chances, we outscored them 11-0. And I thought that was a huge, huge key in order for us to find a way to win. And we had, like, Ryder, for example, gets an offensive rebound late in the third quarter, tips it to a guy, ball comes back to him, and then he buries a three.
Mm-hmm. He came in with 10 points.
You know, I thought he was really good. Yeah. I thought Brady made some huge plays for us around the rim. Thought he was really good defensively on 22, who, in my eyes, is maybe their best player offensively, very aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Off the bounce, a good cutter. I thought Brady did a really good job on him and held him to
six or eight,
you know, and we held them to not having anybody in double figures. So I thought we did defensively, I thought was pretty good for us.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, you talk about Brady, he had a couple baskets. They made really good feeds for him down low, early in the game particularly, and he went up and hit some shots, and they were almost undercutting him from behind. I was kind of worried that he was going to come down and crash and burn on the floor, but he was able to keep his balance.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. And then Nash was really good on Saturday. You know, him just getting his feet back under him, of having some time off. I thought he was really good. From Tuesday to Saturday, I saw a huge difference in him. Mm-hmm. Thought he scored the ball well at 21. Mm-hmm. Thought he took care of the basketball, and then he made free throws down the stretch to kind of ice it for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was I thought it was just an all-around good, complete game. Everybody contributed, did their jobs, and stayed on the page, and you've got a very good disciplined ball club. And I you know, told Chris after the Tuesday game, I said, well, I'll make two predictions. Number one, I bet you won't be undefeated at the end of the season. But number two, you're going to be a heck of a lot of fun to watch.
Well, I think we have a group of kids that they're going to lay it on the line each night. You know,
absolutely.
And I think that's something that that's a skill. It is a skill to go out and put it on the line. And if you do that, you give yourself a chance. That's something that we preach every single day. You know, the core value of our program is to play hard. And if you can do that every single day, then you give yourself a chance. And then it comes down to the other things in terms of executing on both ends of the floor, understanding scouting reports, those types of things. Mm-hmm. But you can't give yourself a chance if you don't, and you're not willing to put it on the line. And this group does. Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes it may not always look pretty, but they just – there's a belief amongst them. There's a willingness to sacrifice for the greater good of those around them. And when you have that, you have a chance to be pretty good. And hopefully we can keep getting better each day, because there's a lot of room for growth. You know, we've got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor. But I like the group, and I thoroughly enjoy being around the kids. They're great kids.
And you talked about sometimes it's not pretty. Well, that's defense. And you guys played defense very, very well in the game Saturday. I was talking to Chris, that every cut, every pass, everything is being contested by you guys. If they cut, they couldn't cut without running into somebody, and it was just terrific. It reminded me of the Wisconsin-Michigan State Final Four game about 20 years ago. That's 55-45. It was just a classic. You know, like I said, every pass, every cut. People might not have thought it was pretty basketball because it wasn't in the 90s, but I thought it was terrific, and that's what you guys did on Saturday.
Well, we got to keep guarding. If we guard, it allows us to you got to guard and get stops. And if we can rebound, it allows us to get out and run. You know, and I think we've got to keep getting better in terms of our ability to run when we don't have the basketball in our hands, because a lot of our guys are used to having the basketball in their hands, and they've got to understand it's very difficult to guard if you're willing to sprint to the corner, and we've got guards that'll throw it ahead, and I think we can do some things in transition.
And the last thing before we go to break, I thought your conditioning was very good, because on Saturday you played on a 92-foot court, and I thought Cascade wore out a little bit in the fourth quarter when you guys, of course, you had guards in there most of the time, and you had fresher legs, put the pressure on them, and I didn't think they could respond as well.
I mean, I thought we were fine in that regard down the stretch, but yeah, we just got to keep getting better and growing each and every day.
All right, we'll take our final break and come back and talk about our upcoming opponent next Friday. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMBI, mountvernonradio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb, and we've got to talk about our upcoming game this coming Friday, 4 days from now, when North Posey comes to town.
Yeah, always a important one, always a big one, always a tough one.
A fun one.
Sure. You know, I think we're going to have our hands full. You know, every year you play North Posey, it's going to be a tough one. You know, they've had a tough start in terms of who they've played, in terms of Central, Washington, Boonville, their first three games, and then they got Day and us. So, you know, in their minds, they're looking at an opportunity to get on track too. So, we're going to have to come out and be ready to go. The home opener should be a lot of energy in the building, and our group, I think, will be ready to go. Obviously, they got Schmidt returning from last year, who can really score the ball and can score it in different ways in terms of from the outside. He can back it down and get you into the mid-range. He can get you to the rim. Mansfield's been shooting the basketball well. And then they got others who can make plays as well. So we've got to do a good job of taking away strengths, guarding the arc, and rebounding the basketball. And if we can do those things, then we'll see where we're at when it matters down the stretch.
What kind of height do they have? I've not looked at the
They've got some length, 6'2", 6'3", and some length with some of those guys. The guards have some length, but it'll come down to whether or not we can defend the arc and rebound. And if we can do that, then we'll see where we're at.
Are these guys off their football roster?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if any of them play football. I don't know that answer. There might be a couple, but no, I know Schmidt doesn't, and Mansfield's a really good baseball player, and some of those other guys. But no, not that I know of.
Well, this is another one of these teams, though. 50-50 balls, you're not assured of getting them because they get after it. But so will we. And on the boards, if they don't have a height advantage, you know, then with Brady Schickel's new leaping ability, Meyer Robb gets up real well, and Ryder Snodgrass isn't afraid to bang heads with anybody under there. So I think your rebounding, you know, might tell the tale of the tape Friday night.
I think it's going to come down to some of the same things we talked about Saturday. You know, you got to defend the paint, you got to guard the arc, and then can we get in the paint and rebound? You know, and if you rebound on a nightly basis, you win the possession game, and take care of the basketball allows you to win the possession game. And that, at the end of the day, if you have more possessions, then you're going to be in a position to win. So that's what it's going to boil down to. But excited for the opportunity to get to play at home. Obviously, when you're tipping off at home and it's your county rival, it'll be a good atmosphere in the gym. Excited to have the opportunity to go back out and see what we can do on Friday night.
Yeah, you. I think the first comment you made was that, yeah, we'll have our hands full Friday night. I'd look at it the other way. They're going to have their hands full on Friday night because that defense that you guys play is really, really fun to watch.
Well, I hope it continues to be, and hopefully have a good week of practice here, a good night tonight, and hopefully we can keep getting better and be ready to go Friday.
Everybody healthy?
For right now, yes. Hopefully that stays that way.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. What else should I have asked you about the last two games and the upcoming game that I haven't asked you so far?
Nothing. I think biggest thing that we've talked about tonight is getting ourselves prepared here this week and learning from what we've shown on tape and what we can continue to get better at and grow. And then on Friday, go out and lay it on the line and see where the cards fall.
Are they an 84-foot team or are they a half-court team?
They'll be more of a half-court team. They'll play some 3-2. They'll slow the pace down some, and it's going to be our job to try to dictate some of that pace and try to get them sped up at times and do that in a way that plays into what we want to do.
I know in the going back to the Reveille game, you sped them up, not the full length of the court, but in the half court. You made them try to play a little quicker than they were used to, just with your tight defense, and that didn't bode well for them. So, you know, two ways of doing it, I guess, and it just depends on how good North Posey's ball handling is when it confronts your defense.
Yeah, we'll find out on Friday. Yeah,
I guess we will.
See.
Well, I hate to say this, but we're going to have to yield to the Indiana University Basketball Coaches Show coming up very, very shortly. But it's been a pleasure. Appreciate you coming in a little bit early tonight, and thanks for your time. Always great talking about the basketball team. Looking forward to a fantastic and fun season.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And we'll send it back to Dave, and I'll just say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.